Welcome to the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com.
Hello, everybody.
And Patreon.com/ NTN Radio or something, or NTN, I don't know. Ken would know if he was here, but he's apparently puking his guts out.
I think he just got a better offer, as usual. He just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, that could be.
Of course, you know, just about anything's a better offer.
You know, I would kind of, hey.
A free hamburger and one french fry.
Yeah, I would go for that. Even if it was a McDonald's hamburger. There's so much to talk about with the new Supercross.
SX on NBC.
Was it? Because they didn't put that hashtag out any place.
No, I found it by accident as a night
because
went on.
Supercross fans are smarter than the Supercross producers, the broadcasters. You know, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it unless you really want to F it up. And that's kind of what happened. I get it. They change networks. Things has to change.
Yeah.
You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I get it that not everybody comes over with the contract. Some people, their contracts were with Supercross. Some people's contracts were with Fox. Right? I get it. I love Ricky Carmichael. Great guy. Have interviewed him. Have spent some time with him. He's a good guy. Extremely fast. Now, I hope he grows into the role of taking over for Emick, but he is no Jeff Emick. What Ricky Carmichael would do to Jeff Emick on a racetrack is what Jeff Emick would do to Ricky Carmichael in a broadcast booth.
Yeah,
and Ricky, I mean that with the highest respect. I think Emick was one of those rare guys that's really good at it.
Yeah, Ricky was really good down on the track because he could walk out better than this Dean guy. Walk out and say they should be running this line.
And he was right.
Yeah, and then you know the next race they shipped over to that line and it was right.
Like if I was watching Supercross, if I was like a team manager, I'd just watch Supercross line and be like, look, that's where Ricky's looking. That's where you need to race. But you know,
put it on the you know on the TV back in the booth.
Yeah, and just be like, Ricky said race there. You know, now, he did a good job. He did an okay job. He was better than I thought it was going to be. I will say that. But I'm so used to Emick, and Emick is so good at it.
Yeah.
At
least
Will
they kept
Christian.
Ralph. At least they kept Ralph.
Yeah. Will Christian, yes, you are hot. This is America. We want an American woman being the Supercross person.
So, I was thinking of saying there was no American. Danica Patrick wasn't available.
Well, she got the baby bump or something. I don't know. But, you know, here's the one thing I saw is the lack of, and we're going to poop on Supercross for a little bit because I think all of us were unhappy. But then we're going to talk about the races. So give us a couple minutes. I saw a very decreased Monster Energy presence.
Oh, well, I didn't pay
attention
to that. You
know, on the podiums, no Monster Energy girl smiling in the background like, hope I can marry this guy. He's going to make bank. No Monster Energy girls. You didn't see as many trackside. You didn't see as many. You just didn't see as much Monster Energy. You know, when it was on Fox, it was Monster this, Monster that, Monster this, Monster that. On Twitter, you know, like here's the big thing I saw is the Monster Energy girls were the girls who pushed the hashtags.
There wasn't any pushing last night.
No, nothing. You know, Fox used
a lot
to have
of slipping and
SX
sliding
on,
in the mud, but right. Not a lot of hashtag pushing.
SX on Fox, right? Now it's SX on NBC or Supercross Live hashtags. Neither of them got anywhere near the traction. And the NBC one, they didn't come up with on their own. That was the fans doing it. I even went to and followed SX on Fox last night. And for the first hour, it was dominating. It trended on Twitter during the first hour.
Yeah, I'm not.
I am not.
This first go around, the fact that we're not going to get to see all the races live
sucks.
That sucks.
Right? Here's what sucks, right? And this is what pisses me off the most. Now I have to unfollow Supercross Come week 8, I have to unfollow all the riders and unfollow Supercross. Because you know not one of them is effing smart enough, I almost said the F word, is effing smart enough to not tweet out the results before it's broadcast.
Yeah.
Now, one of two things that means. Either Supercross said, you still have to keep doing that because we really just want the $75. Or they're just not that bright. You know, they have no plan for that. You know what else I didn't see? And maybe I slept through it because 10 o'clock starts too late for somebody who's been working hard all day. Did they do the pictures? Did Juliana Daniel come out and do the pictures of the kids on their bikes?
No. She did
pictures of
the weddings of all the racers.
Yeah, who gives a...
I don't care. Pretty hot.
I don't care. Yeah, because they're all Monster Energy girls. I don't care. Here's what I want to say. You know why they didn't do that?
Because no one knows where to send them.
Because come... Well, that, number one, come week 9, that you can't do that anymore. Come week 9, everybody would be sending them after the broadcast was over.
Good point. Well... Week 9 is the first tape delay?
I believe so.
I don't know. I had to look at its schedule again.
I thought I looked at it. Week 9's either the last one that's live or the first one that's delayed. Right? So why do you get... You got to get rid of that early so that nobody notices it's gone when they're not watching live.
And their tape delays are not even really realistic either, because like for Nashville, the race is at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they broadcast it at 11:30.
What is so important? Name me one sport that's going on this time of the year that trumps Supercross on a Saturday night for viewership.
On NBC.
On any channel.
Let's see. Cornhole Championship.
Oh, yeah, Cornhole Championship. World Series of Butthole Lickers.
Poker?
Maybe. You know, nothing out there. Comes NBC, you know, people say NBA, no one cares.
NHL, well, NBA's no not on NBC Sports Channel.
Right, but
channel.
I'm just saying, I mean, maybe curling. If you were saying, I'm going to preempt, but curling's on Thursday night. That's it.
And it's on a delay.
Yeah, it's on a delay. And there's so much anger. You know, it's like, I have to unfollow Supercross because they're going to post the results. I'm not going to watch the show if I know the results. I don't do it with anything.
No, on those tape delays, I will watch the highlights.
Yep,
that's probably about it.
There you go. I'll watch the highlights.
Because I'm not going to unfollow anyone, so I'll find out the results as it goes. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be any fun.
You know, I'm
not paying $75.
No,
for 7 races, $10 a race. Because I'm not, you know, as I like the sport,
and Warren's rich. Warren's like a millionaire.
The races are fun, but I'm not that interested in the early qualifying and eliminations.
Here's what I'm going to say. We bought the package. You know, a lot of Americans have bought the package for MotoGP because you get to watch races you didn't get to watch, and the coverage here was crap.
No, it didn't exist.
You know, crapper didn't exist, and like they tormented us. They did the right thing, you know. MotoGP was smart. They made Scott Russell the American announcer so that when it was like, I don't have to listen to Scott Russell, take my money. Right? It was worth it. Supercross, I know I'm going to get the same feed that I watched. I'll probably get the same commercials because that's the way NBC rolls their other stream stuff.
Yeah, it's not commercial free.
Right?
You're
if I'm paying $75,
I don't
see commercials.
I
make commercials to see on MotoGP.com. WorldSuperbike.com, none, right? But more importantly, I don't like her when she does motocross during the summer. I'm not a big fan of Will Christian. I want to feel like the girl reviewing the riders could ride out there with them.
Well, you know, I'm going to skip some of this stuff right to the makeup to mud. You know, they did a girl from...
I didn't even know they had schools in West Virginia. That was awesome.
A school teacher from West Virginia, my home state.
Yeah. Go Hokies, right? No, that's not... Mountaineers.
Mountaineers, yeah. So, yeah, you know, you could get... There's plenty of women who race and ride and are... Well, we have commentators. You can go to Twitter, you can go to YouTube, and you can find somebody.
You know, I just... I'm not a big fan of that. I saw there was some blowback online, not from just me, but from other people, Twitter, you know, and all those kind of things. At the end of the day, it was their first time out. I don't know what, you know, I think one person said it best. I don't remember his Twitter handle, and I'll have to look it up and retweet it. He was like, oh my God, welcome to 2000 Supercross. Like, they took a 20-year step back.
Okay, well, I'm going to expand on that. All right, so it was in HD. I did check.
Yes.
It was in HD, didn't look like it, and it wasn't because of the rain.
No.
The spider cam, at first I thought it was lens flare, but since it went, you know, they changed the angles, I knew it wasn't. Somebody had put a thumbprint right in the middle of the spider cam lens, so the whole centerpiece, you couldn't even see the camera.
Yeah.
It just wasn't visually as sharp and as appealing as it was when it was on Fox.
And I even noticed, like, the tough blocks and stuff, right? You know, Monster was used to have a bunch. There was way less color in the tough blocks.
I didn't notice that.
I did. You know, and the other thing
I
noticed...
That might have been because of the mud, though.
Could be. The other thing I noticed is the stands were way emptier than they normally are. Now, it was pouring rain.
And California don't go out and sit in the rain.
Yeah, so I'm not going to...
And it wasn't very warm by California standards.
It was cold and rainy. So I'm not going to judge, but Anaheim usually should sell out. The start of Supercross, sell out.
Yeah. We'll see how it is in...
In 2 weeks when they go back. The other thing that hurts Anaheim is in 2 weeks, they'll be back in Anaheim.
Yeah. And then 3 weeks later, and then 6 weeks later, and then they'll be back in
Anaheim. And then they'll be back in Anaheim on a 4-1-week delay or something like that. Okay, have we complained enough?
I got one more complaint. And this is on Carmichael again. He's talking about how bad it was raining. It was raining pretty good. It made the track interesting to watch. But then he said, I can't believe that all the fans are still here. A lot of them haven't left. And he said, we got the best fans in the world. My first reaction was, yeah, and you're going to charge me $75 to watch seven races.
See, I was mad at Carmichael for a totally different other reason during that rant. Because he started that rant out, you know, that statement out by saying, I can't imagine how hard it is to ride out there and that stuff. Ricky, I see you riding worse. Right? Like,
that was
the
track was bad, but it definitely wasn't even near the worst.
No, where he lapped the whole field in motocross.
Just even last season, we had one where bikes were disappearing in the mud.
I get it.
The handlebars.
You have to have sensationalism, but Ricky should have been like, yeah, I've ridden in tracks like this, they're really hard. Not like, I can't imagine, because that was nowhere near. Daytona, 10 years ago, where Bubba Stewart's bike would go through the one rut and the mud would be over the top of the handlebars and then they'd like pop out because it was so soupy, was worse. But you're right. So let's talk into like new stuff that we saw before we even get to the racing action. Number one, I would say there will be no James Stewart comeback or try again. Because Plessinger has his number 7.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
So I think that Stewart has done his unofficial retirement because he didn't renew his number.
That's probably a good indication.
Right?
How old would he be now?
He's somewhere up near Chad Reed's age. Right? I'm not saying I'm going to miss him. Please try and race. I think he's doing the right thing. Couple bad years of press. There is no other championship out there for you. You know, save what you got, man. Go out there and be something. Number two, NBC, if you're banking. Oh, here's my biggest bitch about the coverage. You are banking your whole coverage so far this year on a 75-year-old piece of crap Australian named Chad Reed.
He did get a lot of airtime last night.
He got too much airtime. I want to watch Supercross because I'm an intelligent Supercross fan, and most of your fans are intelligent people, and we want to find about the young and upcoming guys.
Well, he does have...
No one gives a damn about some old guy who is keeping a good ride from a young guy. He took a factory ride away from a young guy. That is all Chad Reed is. Retire... I said he should have saved his legacy and retired a couple years ago, and people started tweeting out, what legacy? Right? And that's where you are, Chad Reed. You're going to go from one of the most beloved people in Supercross
He's gonna go
to the most hated.
Unfortunately, You might have a point there. But unfortunately, he's going to go out with a lot of records. And 5 years after he finally retires at age 60, he's going to be the beloved elder statesman.
Who cares that he used, 37th place in the LCQ to get into the races for the last part of his career? Is that an accomplishment that you couldn't even... Hey, he made his 238th career start, and he couldn't even win the LCQ to do it.
You don't have to.
He couldn't. It wasn't that you don't have to. He physically couldn't.
He didn't have to. That's his response.
Yeah. You know what? Give him his cane, pat him on his old wrinkled ass, and tell him leave. I am upset with Joe Gibbs. I was thinking of going. Joe Gibbs Project Hope is out by my house. I was gonna go put a sign across from it saying "Release for Chad Reed, you moron," because all he did was take a ride from a good ride, a factory ride from a young rider. That's all he did this year. He's not gonna win a race. There's no Chad Reed comeback. Chad Reed is at best going to be ninth place, like he was last night, or whatever it ended up being.
I think he was seventh. Right.
Oh, because people wrecked. And ninth. Ninth. And let him go. Let him go. There's no glory in racing the most races. Not especially if you're not getting podiums. And no one cares. Who's the oldest guy ever to get a podium? Who cares?
Chad Reed cares.
Who cares? Right. Nobody cares. Chad Reed got to go. You know, I know there's a lot of Chad Reed fans out there. I used to like Chad Reed. I used to think he was a fun racer. I used to pull for him because he was an underdog. You know, he was the foreigner. You know, oh, he's pretty cool. Now I think, he's become the Josh Hayes of Supercross.
And we know how you feel about Josh Hayes.
Right. Josh Hayes, you know, Chad Reed, you weren't even the fastest of the slow guys last night. Pack it up. Prove me wrong. I'm going to sit there in my chair.
Let's talk about the 250s for a little bit.
Yeah, or the 205s, according to the MSNBC or NBCSN Twitter page, right? They had a big thing about talking about Supercross, and they had the 205s. So I tweeted back to them. I'm like, is that why it's so expensive? Because they got a new bike? Is that why you want $75 to watch? anyway.
I missed that one.
Yeah, that was during the week. It got a little rough. You know, bad track conditions. Sticky, muddy.
No, not bad. Just really hard.
Not good.
Tough.
They weren't good tracks. Yeah. They weren't
tough
ideal.
Tough racing. I mean, we have definitely seen, just in the last year, worse tracks.
Yeah. You know, what I love about the 250s is there's a whole bunch of people there that I have no idea who they are.
Oh, yeah. When the final race came in, I looked down the left side of the screen to see who all was racing.
I looked like the new top six, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm okay with that.
That's not bad, no.
Because I love seeing somebody maybe pop up and make it.
That was one of the things about Supercross and the pointing out, move up or out.
Yeah.
You know, I will give them credit. It is working to keep things fresh.
And they should have, be Australian and be punted or something. I don't know. You know, the move out part is the important part of that. They should have something for 450s. Like, wow, you have gone 40 races without a podium get. Or something. I don't know. Okay. I just fast forwarded through the Chad Reed bullshit. Bull stuff. Bull poop.
Beep.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm going to leave it in because that's how I really feel. You know, I love the fact that there were people I didn't know. That's always a good thing. Getting to people we know. It was not an ideal kind of track for seeing Cirola, but he did win his qualifier. I thought Marchbanks did okay. Dakotas did okay. You know, I mean, the top seven guys were all guys we knew, were all guys we thought would do okay.
Names we've heard.
You're right. You know, some of them have been there a couple years now, seeing Cirola, Hampshire, McElroth,
even
Fernandez,
Colt Nichols.
Colt Nichols, I thought, had a great race. In the finals, I thought Colt Nichols. Yeah. I was shocked that it was him winning.
Well, wasn't expected.
I thought Hampshire or Cianciarulo or McElroth, right?
Those were the favorites.
Those were the favorites. Very dirty riding, in my opinion, from Hampshire.
Well, rubbing is racing, they say.
You know, rubbing's racing. Driving into the side of the guy is scummy. RJ Hampshire, come on the show and defend yourself, but no. You know, when he got passed by Cian Cirola, it was a bump pass. That's Rubbings Racing, right? Cian Cirola's rear wheel hit Hampshire's front wheel. That's a bump pass. That's a rough pop him in the corner, cause him to break and leave pass. We see that every week on Supercross. I'm a supporter of that. Cian Cirola's head was turned to look through the turn, like all racers do, and he was gone. The next set of corners, Hampshire looked at it, ran right into the rear wheel with his front wheel, wrecked him, and then turned and left. That's a difference. That is not...
That's not rubbing?
That's not rubbing. That's wrecking. And if you watch it in slow motion, he looked right at him the whole way. He looked right at the rear wheel. He wasn't looking through the turn. He looked clear at him, and he ran into him. That's not where you hit a guy to pass him, because his bike wasn't turned to make the pass. Oh, that was kamikaze.
Ricky Carmichael said it was okay.
Well, Ricky Carmichael, that wouldn't even knock him off the bike. There's a difference. That wasn't a pass. Ricky Carmichael was wrong. Yeah. Just like he was wrong. Maybe they give Ricky bad drugs or something, because he was wrong when he said he's never raced in anything that bad. Right? We know Ricky was wrong at least once last night, so twice isn't a far stretch.
Yeah. So I'm a little too worn on that. You know, I don't know if he did it intentionally, like you're saying.
Warren, if I just run, get out in my truck way. And run it into the back of your car outside of the studio, that's intentional. If we wreck going around a corner, racing out of the studio to go to Five Guys or whatever, that is totally different.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. If he gets sanctioned by the governing body or gets points removed, we'll know it was bad.
I would like to see Cian Cirola do the Rossi leg kick and punt Hampshire early next week.
It might just happen.
You know, maybe punt him, get in the LCQ and punt him so he doesn't make the main. But... You know, Dylan Fernandez, I thought he had a good race. I was a little surprised. McElroy, I was surprised that Nichols kept it going the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He was just smooth all the way around. He was. Even as bad as the conditions were.
And when was the last time we said 1-2 Yamaha on the podium?
Oh, well, somebody said it had been years since Yamaha had been on the podium.
1-2 on the podium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yamaha's done some, you know, we talk on the show about, oh, Yamaha's, you know, losing money. Yamaha's doing this. Yamaha did something right in Supercross based on the 250s, because they looked good. Those bikes looked strong. And I mean, when was the last time Yamaha swept the weekend in Supercross? Right? Because Barcia rides a Yamaha.
Yeah. So you got one and one.
Yeah. When was the last time? I don't have enough time in my life to find the one last
2012.
Time that was. Oh, was it?
Did somebody said that last night.
Oh, all right. Well, that could be. That's a long time ago. That's like 200 years.
In Phil years, yeah.
Yeah, I aged like 42 years this week. But yeah, so I don't see Nichols. Or maybe Nichols. Maybe Nichols is gonna be that surprise guy that we always love. I don't see Rick Nichols being. I still think.
We'll know next week when the track is indoors and it's not in the weather's not going to have any impact. It might be that Nichols is just a great wet weather rider now.
Yeah, could be. So
then again, we have heard him. He's not, you know, he hasn't done super great, but.
But he hasn't done bad.
He hasn't done bad either.
You know, so it'd be interesting. You know, and some guys, you know, they watch other guys win the championship and they go home that year and they.
They study.
They study and they hit the gym. And they hit the training, right? I always tell people all the time, the difference between the winners and the wannabes in Supercross is your physical training. If you're not in shape for that last 5 minutes of the race, you're going to fall back and end up racing Chad Reed for ninth. Let's go to 450s. Or as Emma used to say, 450s.
All right, so my first comment on there, especially in the heats, what is wrong with KTM? KTM did not do well all night until the last 2 minutes of the broadcast, when Webb all of a sudden took off like something broke in his bike and made it faster.
You know, I don't think Musquin is a good wet weather rider.
Well, Well, he also, wait a minute, let me go here. He also has, he was injured and was, might have been out. Was
no, he was there.
No, he was there, but I think he was, wasn't planning on being. Yeah, he had injured his meniscus. And had been doing off bike rehab.
Yeah, I don't care about his hibiscus.
So, yeah, I don't think he was there. But anyway, up until the last 2 minutes in the heats, they were all in the, you know, way back.
Here's what I don't understand.
And in the final, they were both way back until the last couple minutes.
Here's what I don't understand about KTM right now. Why did they go old? They had the opportunity. They ran four factory bikes last night. Right? They had the factory edit. They had the Cooper Webb, Blake Baggett, Justin Bogle, and Marvin Musquin. Were pretty much all on the same. Well, they were all KTMs. Webb and Musquin are the factories, but the
straight
other ones
factories. Are factories. They're more like satellite teams.
But there's not that much difference in the bikes and the teams, right? What I don't understand. What I don't understand is why they went out old. Bogle and Baggett are not young, right? They're not. We've been talking about them for almost 10 years now. Webb is young, but I don't think he was.
He performed the best of all the KTM riders last night, but I don't know that.
Before I moved Webb to that bike, I'd have put McElroth on it. I'd have bounced McElroth up and put him on it before I moved Webb to that bike.
Well, I think McElroth's older than Webb.
Is he? Maybe. But, Webb moved up a couple years ago, and he wasn't impressive last year.
Well, he was on a Yamaha last year.
Yeah, well, Yamaha slipped the weekend, so it is what it is. And Musquin, I don't think he's a good racer, and anytime you're back there racing with Chad Reed a wet weather racer, and anytime you're back there racing with Chad Reed, obviously you're not a good racer or wet weather racer. I think Mr. Malcolm Stewart needs to hit the gym some more. I think he's closer to being in shape than he was. Because I think he'd have been a top five instead of seven had he not wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Because it looked like this might have been just the way they showed it on the TV. It looked like he struggled to pick the bike up.
Yeah,
either because
tired.
Of the mud.
Like he's a big dude. Right? That's like saying the Incredible Hulk has a hard time picking up a Carter Smash. Stewart's a big, strong dude. So I don't understand, but his endurance still isn't where it needs to be to win a race. It just,
he looked good though.
Level.
He looked good.
He looked good. Dean Wilson, hats off to that guy.
Who?
But, he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
He's gone factory. He's gone non-factory. He's gone factory.
He's privateer.
He was the forgotten Kawasaki rider last year.
Selling T-shirts and hoodies just to make the race.
And he came out and led the first 15 minutes. I felt bad for him, but Barsha was tough. Barsha was looking rough. Barsha was
He was pushing it hard.
Still a top four for Dean Wilson. Hats off to that guy.
Yeah, I even tweeted out his website so people wanted to buy a hoodie or a T-shirt to sponsor him. Yeah, but he looked good. I mean, he won his heat.
He looked good all night.
Led the heat all night. He led the heat from start to finish. And then he led this race up until the last few minutes.
He looked good all night. Somebody who didn't look good all night, Tomac.
Finished third, though.
Finished third.
You're mispronouncing his name.
Don't go with the Tomac. Is that the amount of times he's going to punt the championship? is that how much he chokes? Do you call him Tomac when he chokes? He's almost Tupac the way he vanishes sometimes during the season. What was he? Ninth in his heat race? Some ridiculous bad thing.
Yeah, he didn't get a good gate pick. He got caught up in that first turn wreck.
Didn't look, and even when he was coming through the groups, he wasn't powering by guys like we've seen in the past. He looked very pedestrian.
He looked like he was on a 450, not a 650.
Yeah, it looked like he had to work to get by all these guys.
And that might have been a product of the track.
Maybe. Just before you were saying the track wasn't that bad.
No, I said it wasn't as bad as we've seen in the past.
Yeah. So, yeah, he looked pretty pedestrian. Ken Roczen, he looked very douchey.
But he wore a suit to the press conference and did not rep his sponsors. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I hated it when he did it 2 years ago, saying he needs to class up Supercross. I hate it now. Honda should be like, hey, here's a $100,000 fine for not wearing my shirt to the press conference that I'm paying you to be at, moron. Right? This is Supercross. You want to go fight in the UFC? Go get your ass kicked in the UFC.
He couldn't get his arms up to protect himself.
You want to go?
He can race. He is a hell of a racer, though. I mean,
yeah.
He finished strong at the end of last season. He did okay and finished relatively well in motocross.
I don't think he's going to have what it takes to win. I'll say it.
You just did.
Yeah, I did.
You're a hater, though.
I am a hater. I hate anybody that thinks he needs to culturize Supercross. Right? That is such crap. I'm going to wear a suit and drive my Acura NXS. It's not even a jealousy thing. I think I own a suit. I might wear one once. Probably to Ken's divorce party, I'll wear a suit. Right?
Or his funeral.
I've driven Acura NXSs. Eh, whatever. I'm not wearing one to Ken's funeral. What are you kidding me? I can't. How do you dance and stuff in a three-piece suit? You need to wear like some yoga or sweatpants and stuff and get the party going at Ken's funeral. plus, we're going to have to wear like mariachi band clothes. Duh.
Oh.
So, anyways. But, you know, if I could go a year without talking about him, I would. And then I watched his post-training interviews, and it's like he spent no time off over the off-season learning how not to be a douchebag. You're Ken Roczen.
You got to work in your sponsors a lot
right.
more.
Why is Honda tolerating them?
Yeah. Well, you know, at one point I didn't tweet this when I heard it, but you know, Ralph Sheehan was talking about one of the racers, and he was calling out the ownership of the bike, and it was, you know, there's no way for me to remember who he's talking about, but let's say Benny Blossom and the Yoshimura Suzuki. Rock River. Right. It was like a 15-second.
Yeah. Because that's why these guys support them. Yeah. Because if they don't get their names mentioned, they don't give the money,
right,
then you don't have the racers. Ken Roczen, you know, I remember one time talking to Ken Roczen, and he said, there is no I in team, but there damn sure is ME. Right? What did he say? I did this. I did that. I raced hard. I did this. I did that. What does everybody else do? You know, the guys at Monster Kawasaki gave me a great bike. You know, Barsha was like, my Yamaha rode really good and blah, 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 blah. And what does Ken Roczen do? Me, 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 me. He's like that song, that pop song. Me, 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 me. Right? I just don't like that. You know, and I don't like that he sits there. It's almost like he feels like he's above the sport. And it's like, fine, why don't you go back to doing ballroom dancing or whatever it is you did? Goodbye. I'm not going to miss you. You know, I don't care.
Tell us how you really feel about Ken Roczen.
I'm so mad. Why don't you and Chad Reed go start your own series, You Tools? There we go. Maybe that'll be my Twitter thing next week. And then Barsha, bam, bam. Bam,
and he bam. Did. He bammed it right through the wet, right through the mud, all the way to the first place.
If Barsha's in shape, Barsha's a threat for the championship.
He looked in shape last night.
He looked in shape. He did not look like he was having the problems throwing around that heavy-ass 450 in that sticky, icky mud. And at that rate, if Barsha's in shape, be interested to see him in the drive. But if he's in shape, look out, world. Because Bam Bam got the tools. We know he's got the speed because he shows it every now and then. When he was in 250s, he showed it all the time.
But yeah.
He shows it. It looks like the Yamahas have worked on the bikes.
He ran the heck out of that bike.
He ran the hell out of
it. And he was patient. You know, a few years ago, he'd probably have wrecked trying to get around.
Yeah, he would have wrecked trying to get around. He'd have wrecked trying to catch Wilson.
Or wrecked them.
Yeah.
That's and, how you know, he got the Bam Bam.
He didn't get the name Bam Bam by bumping.
But, He was patient. He watched the guys in front of him.
Yep.
He saw that they weren't, you know, and Wilson wasn't doubling
nope.
on that one section. So he doubled and got around him.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, hats off to Bam Bam. Great race. Good way to start the season. let's mix this all up. Let's see how this goes. A couple other things. Let's talk about some of the rookies. Plessinger, Savacci. Who else was there? Let's talk Plessinger and Savacci. Those are the important ones. I thought Plessinger had a good race, right? First time out, Supercross, sixth place. Not great track conditions on the Yamaha, which, you know, we didn't really think much of the Yamaha bike last year.
No.
I think Plessinger did great. Savacci, on the other hand, anytime you're racing for position with people like Jason Anderson, means you're slow.
Well, and that was what I was going to say, after we were going to finish this, I was asking, and who had the worst performance of the weekend?
Yeah, but Savacci didn't have a great day. Hopefully he bounces back and has a better tomorrow, but I don't know. He did not look that impressive. Justin Hill didn't look that impressive, but let's get to Jason Anderson. All right,
number one, if somebody
says you guys are picking on Jason Anderson, I just want to say this. During the highlights and all the promo stuff they did for the last month about Supercross coming out, it was Ken Roczen and Tomac and the big three, Roczen, Tomac, and Musquin. Even they don't consider him a threat if everybody stays healthy. He's the slowest Supercross champ ever. Ever.
How do you really feel about Anderson?
I like him. Look, if you can be the slowest guy on the track and win the championship, you did something right.
Yeah, he looked slow.
He looked lost.
Yeah, I mean, he was just faded. I don't even know how he finished ninth.
No, he didn't. He finished 14th. Chad Reed finished ninth.
Yeah.
You lost to Chad Reed by 5 spots. Chad Reed couldn't win the LCQ. Anderson, you should have maybe punched out. Shaved the beard, cleaned the hair up.
I don't know what was going on.
Maybe it's too much partying. I don't think it is. He wasn't fast last year when he won. He won because other people's wrecked. And listen, we've always said part of winning the championship is
staying
racing.
Upright. You got to stay upright to win.
You got to finish the race to win. You got to start the race to win. And he did that. And I think he's going to be like a Jeff Agnew, a one-hit wonder championship.
But he can always say former champion, where you or I will never get to say that.
No, I'll be like, major butthole. Horrible weekend for that dude. Horrible.
It's quite possible.
His defense is done. 17 weeks.
Is.
He got 16 weeks to make up. Like 400 million points. He is 17 points behind the fast people.
That's not insurmountable, though.
It's not, but it's not easy when you're not fast.
Next week will be a real tell with him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a top five finish next week,
he needs the podium.
Well, that would be great, but a top five will at least say that he's
top five's not enough.
You're not listening.
I know.
If he has a top five, we'll at least know that he is capable. Out of a top five next week, plus this 14th, says something is not right.
I'm going to say something.
Or like you said, he was just a fluke winner last year.
I'm going to say something pretty controversial right here, right now. I'm looking at the list, right? And I'm gonna count on my hands who I think the top five are most likely to be. Barcia, Roczen, Tomac, Musquin. And that fifth guy, I don't know. Notice I did not say the defending champ. He was not a given. Barcia, Roczen, Tomac, Musquin are your top four by far. And based on what I saw, Wilson or Plessinger, those are possibles. But top fives will not win Jason Anderson the championship this year. It just won't be. He'll be losing too much ground.
He cannot afford to lose
7 points every week.
I'm not saying that he is not going to be. I'm saying it will be able to judge if this first race was a fluke or not. I'm saying.
He needs to.
Because he didn't have that bad of a race last year. This was, in comparison, there's.
Yeah, this was his worst race in a while.
Yeah.
But you know, he needs. Wow, what do you do with that? And it wasn't like he'd fallen down and got like knocked around, and you know, all right, he raced back to 14th, great run. He faded back to 14th.
With a consistent fade.
Right. Like, I felt like, I think I tweeted out to you, Warren, I think I just passed Jason Anderson for position. Right? And I was on my bed at home, falling asleep, waking up.
Yeah, I'm looking through the top 22 of the race last night, and I don't see who that number five guy is either.
You know, I think, I'll say this, I think Baggett, Savacci, Plessinger, and Stewart, other than the top four that we named, and maybe Wilson and Webb, have better shots of winning a race than Anderson does this year.
Based on the first results, yeah.
And based on what I've seen in the last couple years. You know, he's not... I don't know.
He won several races last year and was consistently on the podium last year. Yeah.
I say it's...
But you're right. He needs to ride like the chips on his shoulder for being disrespected because he has been.
You know what he did?
Because he has been.
Yeah, right, because he has been, because we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
But you know what he rode like last night? Them dudes is right. I am the slowest supercross champion ever. That's just a jerk thing to say.
Yeah, I think you had it right. You had the top four, most likely. And then you had that next group. You had Wilson, Webb, Plessinger, Stewart.
Savacci. Baggett.
And, I don't know if I'd put Baggett in there.
I think Baggett sometimes, if things fall in place for Baggett, he can win a race.
What's Baggett riding this year?
A KTM.
After seeing what the KTMs did last night, I think something broke on Webb's bike to let him catch up all those positions.
I think Webb got there and was like, I'm going to be losing my ride again if I don't get up there. Because right? Webb was what was he on last year? The Yamaha?
Yeah.
Yeah. So but I'm going to lose my ride again.
But until the last like 8 minutes of the race, none of the KTMs, all night long, all the KTMs were doing poorly. And then all of a sudden, like I said, he landed, broke something, and was able to actually ride the bike faster.
He broke the slow gear. That's actually pretty funny. You could be right on that. I'm not really sure, but I'm...
Well, and Ralph or Carmichael, one of them said something about they got a new manager.
Yeah.
I think it's the wrong word for it. But the new manager, in there, and might have missed the setup. Because they're all running at about the same pace.
Yeah. Which was slow.
Yes. You know, very slow.
When half your team... No, that's not true. Only one guy on your team finished behind Anderson. Ooh. Yeah, so it was good to see top five different bikes. I love that about Supercross. You had a Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Husky, KTM, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain about that. First Suzuki... was Chad Reed back in 1942. Oh, I'm sorry, in ninth place.
Oh.
Which, you know, then people say, see,
and the Husky was a privateer.
Yes, it was.
They had a privateer in the top five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, because the factory Husky is run by Jason Anderson. Let's do over-under. 17 races with 16 to go. Over-under.
Dean Wilson?
No. Anderson, top fives. How many top fives? I'm going to say Anderson has under seven top fives for the season.
I'll say over.
Over?
Write it down. But okay. I thought you was going to go, who is going to have more top fives, Wilson or Anderson?
Oh, that's tough. I like Dean Wilson. I don't think Dean Wilson's all that fast.
He looked fast last night.
He looked fast last night.
In the sloppy
condition.
But
in the past, he's not looked that fast.
No, but he is also, he wasn't on a Husky.
Oh, yeah, good point. Wow. I can see Dean Wilson being a lot of fits.
That's a top five.
That is a top five. And I can see Dean Wilson being the reason Anderson doesn't make the top five. So my thought is, I'd say Dean Wilson picks more top fives than Anderson.
Based on last night's results, I would too.
Yeah, it's rough. It is rough. Plessinger for Rookie of the Year, I'm calling it already.
No.
Why not?
Chad Reed.
Oh, rookie of the year. You're right. I'm surprised they're not trying. Look, rookie record, 238 starts. I don't know. The guy's 75.
The first
years
two-time
old.
Rookie of the year.
You know, I would laugh if that wasn't so true. Next week, where are they next week?
Glendale. Arizona. In Under the Roof.
Every time I hear Glendale, I think Pauly Shore in the Army Now. When they called him Glendale, they're like, what are you doing, Glendale? And it's like, oh, Pauly Shore. Horrible movie, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was. The original Waterboy.
Yeah, pretty. I like that. I don't know what to do with what I think is going to happen next week.
I don't know where you're going with that, but
You know, like, who's going to win?
Oh, yeah, that's I'm not going to predict it. It's too early.
I think you
can't judge it by this race because of track conditions.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to even predict anything. But what I am looking forward to next week is the coverage any better?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the commentators. I'm talking about everything but the commentators.
The whole package. Yes. The whole package needs to improve. I want to see seeing Cirola put the big Rossi leg to Hampshire. I might start tweeting at ACC to do that. I would love to see Barcia win again. To me, that would say Barcia has officially made the comeback, but I think you're more likely to see Tomac going, oh my God, if I don't win, I'm going to lose this.
There's one name that it was missing last night.
Mm-hmm. And not in your tweets.
Pike.
Oh, yeah, well, Pike's...
Yeah, he's still messed up pretty bad. But
I thought you were going to say Zach Osborne, who's also... Who weren't like, you think Zach Osborne's going to win? Literally 5 seconds after they did a whole segment on Zach Osborne not racing.
But I put the tweet out before the segment came on, damn
it. That's what you say, but I didn't see it that way. This has been The Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. Check out our Patreon page. Give us a little support. That'd be nice. I don't know why you guys support everybody else but us. Nobody likes us. I think it's Ken's fault.
He's not here.
Maybe it's me because I'm always here.
I think that's it. Because everyone loves me.
Maybe I'll take 3 months off. We'll be back next week.